The Bert Show.
TikTok, you are on the clock.
As a public service, The Bert Show reminds you, Mother's Day is only
3 days
away. Don't screw it up, dummy.
Abby, what are you going to do for your mama for Mother's Day?
Well, I'm actually going to be in Jacksonville for Mother's Day.
Yay!
So, you know what's so funny is I've been helping my dad pick out a gift. That's kind of like my one MO for making Mother's Day good is feeding him the insider information. Because naturally, Carrie will always share what spa treatment she wants to get or what purse she's been looking at. But me and my brother are supposed to conveniently be in town for different reasons. And my mom is bribing us to hang out with her on Mother's Day. So she made all the reservations and said that we can both pick out a new outfit at the mall.
That is so cute.
I feel really bad. I'm like, this is not how Mother's Day is supposed to go. But then I just think about how many therapy bills I've had. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I feel like we're even now.
Mo, what about you?
So I'm kind of trying to figure that out now because my mom has not been feeling the best. So she's going to visit her mom in New York. And I was going to try to make my way down there to hang out with both of them. But I'm battling against gout and the prices of the Knicks tickets in the playoffs. So if I can figure both of those things out, I think I'm going to go check up on it in New York.
Gotcha. I know, Cassie, this is going to be a difficult Mother's Day for you.
It is, but we made the decision we are going to go surprise my mom. So we're leaving Friday right after the show. We're going to drive to Louisiana and surprise her for the weekend. Yeah,
that's very cool. How about you?
So we will do what we always do. We always send her a beautiful bouquet of flowers that have purple in it because that was Granny's favorite color, my mom's mom. And I am sending her a card that has Jimmy's baseball, his baseball picture in it, looking like a real baseball player. And then we will do the same thing for Bart's mom, send her some flowers. And then we also send some flowers to Bunga, which is my dad's widow. So we also acknowledge her on Mother's Day as well.
Super cool.
How about you?
I will send flowers to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I will call her. My mom has dementia and she lives in New York. So, you know, I'm not going up or anything, but I'll send flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to her. It's more of a celebration of Amanda than it is actually my mom.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, can you share what you're doing for her?
I'll wait until next week.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, you know, it used to be nice and easy, you know, sending a spicy pic to your significant other was nice and easy. Not nowadays when so many people are hacking and you really got to watch what you're doing.
All right. So I have am I normal? All right. So I'm asking you guys this question. I think it's been well documented now that we got a little saucy this past weekend at the Pinot Period Party. Mm-hmm. We were hanging out at a winery. It had a couple of glasses, bottles of wine. And as I was, you know, laying in bed, I may have sent a text to my husband. And it was a saucy picture. And granted, like, the man was, like, downstairs, right? And I'm in bed.
Oh, okay. So it's you get home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
I thought you did it from.
Absolutely not.
I ducked into the bathroom.
Went to the bathroom real quick.
I have some decorum. No, this was. I was actually well. I was well behaved at the event. Things got turned on the bus ride home.
Oh, I don't know. Not based on some of the pictures I saw there. The rolling down the hill.
That's a tradition. We do that every year now.
You were sober when that happened?
I mean, I was tipsy.
Okay. That was a conscious choice, is what we're saying.
Yes.
We were sent.
Yes.
Who was the woman that got the equilibrium so far off that she ended up rolling right into a tree?
There were several.
Yeah, that could have been half of our group.
Okay. That's very easy to do on that hill, okay?
It is slanted for sure.
Uh-huh.
That's why they call it a hill.
If there was a caddy on there, he would have told us we needed to angle ourselves differently. Anyway, so, you know, but when I got home, we ended up having a pool party in our neighbor's backyard and drank some more. It didn't stop. Like, I started at 12 and I think I ended like at 9.
You're feeling yourself.
And so I sent this picture to my husband, who was downstairs, mind you. And he comes upstairs and he hadn't checked his phone yet because I could tell because there would have been some kind of reaction. So he is going into the closet and I go,
"Have you checked your phone yet?"
Sexy. And I'm over there again. There was nothing sexy about this photo. It's so painfully. I had like my finger in my mouth. And I'm just hammered, right? It's just so bad. Like,
so it was the come hither look more than it was anything.
No, there was more.
Okay.
So I sent that photo and he just goes, he opens up his phone, he looks at it, and he just shakes his head in true Bart fashion and he goes, "Make sure you delete that." And then that was the end of
that
it,
was
right?
His response.
What? Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Nothing was gonna happen.
What?
No, I wasn't like, nothing was going to happen. I was being like, I wasn't being so serious because, oh man, this is getting into TMI.
I do feel like this crosses some kind of NATO guideline here, that if you're going to send a picture like that, and he's right there in front of you, you have to deliver.
No, I wasn't going to be able to deliver because there was, let's just say it was the Pinot period party and I was on theme.
Yeah, the tariffs were too high.
Got it.
Okay.
I got it. Uh-huh. You were on theme.
But
I got it.
I was drunk and I was being stupid and I'm like, here's my boobs.
Wow, Bart is such a lucky man.
Such a lucky man.
And does this go back to our conversation about that TV show, The Four Seasons, or what?
Yes. So I send it and then he's just like, and he shakes his head and he goes, make sure you delete that. Which made me wonder, does anybody else, when you get a sensitive text from your significant other, do they make you delete it? Because Bart makes me delete the photos from my phone and delete the text message.
Very smart. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. He's very practical.
It's
very smart, man.
And he deletes it too. Yeah. Like, if you go look in his text messages, you're not going to be, like, he receives it, he clocks it, he deletes it, and then he makes the request of me. So that time he verbalized it. Other times he'll hit up nice, and then he'll follow up with, like, make sure you delete this.
Was there any buffer in there at all? Like, dang, you look hot. You should delete that, though. Was there anything?
No. No, because I was that drunk. And again, it was more like...
Because I feel like for the guy could blow it, too, with his response. Like, he could say something that makes you feel like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. Uh-huh. Right?
I think he knew it was an empty threat. Because you know what I'm saying? Like,
it was kind of a hokey photo. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, even though, Abby, I was not, and if I'm being transparent, I was not trying to be hokey. I was trying to be sensual, but it's hard to be sensual after 3 bottles of rosé.
There's so much wrong about this conversation.
You know how, like, you kind of get a little bit of a wonky eye? You know what I'm talking about? Like, my eye starts to droop a little.
You think you look regular.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because I opened my phone the next day, and I was looking, and like, the minute I open my phone and I'm pulling up photos to post on social media about the event, the first photo that like pops into my face is me drunk in that photo that I'm like, oh my God,
jump scare.
I was 1,000% jump scare.
Who is that?
Which they got deleted, by the way.
Do you know why? So I don't delete them because I'm worried about hacking. I delete them so they don't pop up in memories on my phone.
Oh, that's smart.
Do you know how many times? When I travel, I like to send a photo like that to Chad. I stage a little photo shoot in the hotel room where I'm alone and just, you know, like, miss you. And then there have been times where I'm at a conference and I just open up my iPad and open our text message exchange and wham, front and center. And I'm like throwing the iPad down so all these professionals around me can't see the scandalous photo. So it might not get hacked, but it'll bite you in the butt when you least want it to.
Here's
so
Natalie.
Smart.
Hey, Natalie, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show.
Good morning. So my fiance, he does not delete any of the photos. I always delete them from my phone in case, like, my kids are on it.
Yeah.
But he has, like, a whole folder, like, dedicated.
Oh, he's got a special booty call folder for you. That's so sweet.
He really, really does.
There are apps that look like other apps that are really photo albums that you can hide those in.
Oh.
So if somebody does get to your phone and it has a security code on it. So it can be done without you having to delete it. You just got to hide it better.
What's that app called? Bert's a Freak?
No, it looks like a calculator. It looks just like a calculator.
Yeah. You put in a little code. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, but then I forgot the security code. So all the pictures are there and I have no way to go look at them.
If you have an iPhone, you can just select any photo and mark it as secret and it'll go to a password or your face. Like, you have to use Face ID to get into your album on your iPhone.
I still don't feel like that's safe enough. Like, somebody will put the phone up to my face while I'm sleeping. It needs to be behind that calculator.
The Bird Show.